We're for Melbourne and Victoria. These are today's headlines from the Herald Sun. A rain-swept crowd of 73,816 watched in delight on Tuesday at Flemington's Melbourne Cup Day as Mark Zahara rode Gold Trip first past the post. It was the first cup in front of a roaring full crowd since 2019, following the city being slumped into 2 years of COVID-19 restrictions. It might have been cold, grey and wet, even hailing at times, but for the fans trackside at Melbourne's oldest and most prestigious major event, it sure was better than being told they weren't allowed to attend. And fans, celebrities, power brokers and event organisers were in furious agreement. A wet Melbourne Cup with spectators is far better than a race with no spectators at all. And if you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Herald Sun at heraldsun.com.au or download the app at your app store. The Reserve Bank of Australia has lifted its inflation forecast yet again, prompting economists to predict an eighth straight interest rate rise in December and a greater chance of another hike in February, the RBA board's first meeting of 2023. On Tuesday, the RBA board tightened monetary policy for a seventh consecutive month, increasing the benchmark cash rate by 0.25 percentage points to 2.85%, as was widely expected. That is set to add about $70 to monthly repayments of a $500,000 mortgage. A household with such a loan will then be paying $750 more per instalment than they were before the RBA began its crusade against inflation in May. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Former Prime Ministers Tony Abbott and Scott Morrison have been rolled out on day one of the Victorian election campaign in a new attack ad panning opposition leader Matthew Guy. The 33-second ALP ad compares Guy's promise of real solutions to similar election commitments made by both Mr. Abbott and Mr. Morrison. The ad will go live across MPs' social media accounts and marks the first shot fired in the election campaign, which officially began on Tuesday. And text messages have overtaken our preferred way of talking to each other, with more than one in three people revealing they would rather send a text message to family and friends than call. Just one third of people said they still preferred an old-fashioned phone call, according to a survey of our phone habits. And while Optus may have recently seen a 10% exodus in customers due to the hacking scandal, most people surveyed by Boost Mobile found they have been with their existing providers for 3 years or more, with those aged between 45 and 64 proving most loyal. And those are your headlines from the Herald Sun. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
I'm Andrew Rule, the host of the podcast A Life in Crimes. Here are some of the things that we've been talking about the last few weeks. The brutal truth is that when you start looking at it, they always kill or injure a lot more than each other.
The professional hitman used to be a professional hitman.
Evil strikes in all forms, but particularly as stupidity. Life in Crimes is available wherever you get your podcasts.